CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's Slice, here is Christina Hariniak.
The provincial government's carbon tax has drawn some concerns and questions, but one industry in the province is welcoming the new plan. I'm here with the executive director of the Manitoba Trucking Association, Terry Shaw. So Terry, MTA has big plans and ultimately helping out the environment. Can you let our listeners know how you're going to be doing that?
I think what people who aren't intimate with our industry need to understand is that fuel efficiency and environmental concerns are not new to the trucking industry. We're focused on fuel efficiency because fuel is a huge component of our cost, and the less fuel we use, the less cost we have and the more cost competitive we are. Alternative to that is, though, that it does make good environmental sense for us to, you know, consume less fuel. So our industry has been addressing fuel efficiency for decades, since the 80s. Now it's just got a different label. You know, it's environmentalism, and we're okay with that. We don't care why people do it. We just need people to know that we are doing it and have been doing it for decades. But the opportunity is limited relative to the general transportation public. Trucking can't jump on a bus. Trucking can't ride a bike. So our opportunity needs to be treated differently. We're willing to self-fund it via our carbon tax. And we know the people in industry. We know the technologies that work. And we have offered to operationalize this program on behalf of the government. We can do it efficiently. We can do it cost-effectively.
The Manitoba government expects the carbon tax to reduce emissions by 2.5 megatons by 2022. For CJNU, this is Christina Hrenik.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.